Tesla is dead. The only signs left of life are the twitching toes after the guillotine has fallen.
So it's ultra hard, cold rolled, stainless steel alloy that we've developed. We're going to be using the same alloy in the Starship rocket and in the Cybertruck.
And it's going to be held on with glue.
At this point, I think I know more about manufacturing than anyone currently alive on Earth.
And one thing I am confident of saying is that it's an incredible product. It's a Hall of Famer, I think.
Cybertruck's the latest year, and I think the product, if anything, is better than expectations.
It really is the most... I think it's our best product.
Sorry, what's that? Tesla had to stop making Cybertrucks after they worked out that gluing on the panels wasn't going to work.
At this point, I think I know more about manufacturing.
So we actually had to come up with a special, ultra-strong, Tesla-designed steel alloy.
Than anyone currently alive on Earth.
And in the dumbest possible dimension, they said, hey, we should put this guy's unquestionable genius in charge of making our government more efficient.
Chainsaw!
Yeah, best hit those like and subscribe buttons early this time. This one's going to be biblical. Where were we? Oh, that's right. Tesla is dead. The only signs left of life are the twitching toes after the guillotine has fallen. In Germany, some 94% of people said they wouldn't buy a Tesla. Yeah, this is Germany, the most important car market in Europe, and Homer, the factory that makes all of the Teslas in Europe. And it's not just a survey. The sales are down by 75%. With sales in Germany being largely representative of those in Europe by dropping about 70%, whilst overall EV sales have been increasing. Yes, thanks to the big-brained rebranding from Musk.
Good. Use your aggressive feelings, boy. Let the heat flow through you.
We seek peaceful coexistence.
Tesla's now about as popular as cancer, just as was prophesied.
And Thunderfoot's prophecy is the one that they can't beat. The feet of thunder are shaking the ground as the world is waking up to the truth that's being found. Elon's empire's crumbling and the people are starting to see the feet of thunder are the ones that will set him free. So listen to the thunder and the prophecy that's being told.
Yeah, a quick reminder of how it started.
If you've been under a couple rocks and you don't know why, this video will explain it to you.
Elon Musk multitasks better than you. Very few people have influenced more global industries all at once.
And how it's going now.
Yeah, I mean, we dug our own grave with Cybertruck. You know, nobody, you know, in general, I probably... No, every drink digs are way better than themselves.
And when the dust settles and the truth is finally revealed, the world will see that Thunderfoot was the one who was unsealed.
I mean, why would you buy a car from Tesla if, very soon when Tesla goes bankrupt, your $100,000 Cybertruck can be made completely worthless in an instant because it has a software glitch? That's it. It's dead forever. And it's not just your car. Tesla is going to be seriously dead. In the last 3 months, it's lost just under $1 trillion of market cap. That's a staggering $10 billion per day, every day for the last 100 days.
Then there are the protests. Not just in the U.S., but worldwide demonstrations and boycotts of Tesla to oppose Musk's one-man war on the federal government.
Hell, remember when Musk said he was going to cut $2 trillion of the U.S. budget?
How much do you think we can rip out of this wasted $6.5 trillion Harris-Biden budget?
Well, I think we can do at least $2 trillion.
Yeah!
Yes.
$2 trillion.
Well, he's not that crazy after all. He managed to lose that much money from the value of Tesla in just 3 months. You don't want to know how much of a genius Musk is at losing value for Tesla. The company only sells some $100 billion worth of cars every year. So in a quarter, they only sell about $25 billion worth of cars. That's not profits, by the way. Profits would optimistically be some 10% of that. This is just total sales. Musk somehow managed to turn $25 billion of car sales into $1,000 billion of losses for the company. And if you're thinking, that's not possible, you're kind of right. Because it turns out Tesla doesn't really make any money from making or selling cars. So how is Tesla stock worth so much money? Because it's not. Tesla stock is a $1 million note printed on an inkjet printer, along with a caption that says, "This $1 million bill was issued by tech genius Elon Musk, who invented the Hyperloop, the tunnel, and the robot." If you value Tesla based on what it actually sells as a company, it's still probably somewhere between 5 to 10 times overvalued. Factor in Musk's rebranding, and no, the whole thing is worthless. This is why people like the head of Tesla sells her stock like crazy, because the price that it sells for is fiscally irrational. Elon Musk's brother, who knows nothing about cars but is somehow still on the Tesla board, also is selling his stock like crazy. When the top management is selling everything they can from the company, this is a sign that it's time to get off the ship. And when a direct endorsement from the president telling the people who elected him because they wanted cheaper eggs that they should buy a $50,000 electric car. You know, not because they need it or anything, just to show they support Musk. And the Commerce Secretary telling people they should buy Tesla now because it's a really good deal.
Buy Tesla. It's unbelievable that this guy's stock is this cheap. It'll never be this cheap again. When people understand the things he's building, the robots he's building, the technology he's building.
Yeah, amazing technology, like cars held together with glue.
People are going to be dreaming of today and Jesse Waters and thinking, gosh, I should have bought Elon Musk's stock. I mean, who wouldn't invest in Elon Musk? You got to be kidding.
Yeah, when all of that and a presidential endorsement doesn't even result in the smallest blip in the downward spiral of Tesla stock, Tesla's reputation is dead. It's never coming back.
At an end, your rule is, and not short enough it was.
And if you want to know how truly desperate it is for Musk, he's just had an all-hands meeting where he basically begs his employees to not sell their stock.
Kathy Wood at ARK Invest, do see the future. What I'm saying is hang on to your stock. So...
curiously, advice he didn't give to his brother. You know, the one on the board of Tesla.
But get this, okay? In the past 3 months, top officials in Tesla, people at the top of the company, they have sold more than 745,000 shares in the company. In that same period, they have bought 0 shares of the company they work for.
That is, the top management has sold hundreds of millions of dollars of Tesla stock. They can't get rid of it fast enough, while simultaneously recommending that the employees hold on to their stock. You want the quick version? Musk was going bankrupt all along. He just needs an excuse to blame it on for what will likely be the biggest loss of capital in human history. Yeah, Musk's place in history is assured. Remember, he used to be about saving the planet, right?
Are you sincerely trying to save the world?
I'm trying to do good things, yeah. I mean, saving the world is not...
But you're trying to do good...
So why did he suddenly lose interest in this whole messiah complex stuff to focus on how the government handles inventory control on software?
We found entire situations of software licenses or media subscriptions where there were zero logins.
Wow.
So it had that.
And yet we were paying for it.
Yes, that's the government was paying for
it. Yeah, Musk's gone from saving the world to not understanding basic concepts like inventory management. Mentally, what you're looking at here is a man who wants to get as far away from the train wrecks of Tesla and SpaceX so he can pretend that finding a piece of software that someone wasn't using in the government was really important.
To triage the things that I do at each company and constantly think about what is the most useful thing that I could do.
Yeah, because you know what makes government really efficient is just randomly firing 25,000 people on a whim, causing massive disruption, then having a court rule that, that was all massively illegal. And now they have to go through the bureaucracy and cost of rehiring those 25,000 people. Musk is literally like the four-year-old with no idea what he's doing, thinking he's making mommy's cooking so much more efficient.
I triage the tasks and try to do the things that are most useful or where I most need it.
In reality, thoughts are as profound as, well, why do we need a disaster relief fund if there isn't a disaster now? It's literally as stupid as Musk coming along and saying, I was stunned as the leader of Doge to find out that we have all of these soldiers employed, and yet none of them are actually fighting in a war today. That is, we're paying them to do literally nothing. And the US Army is some 75% logistics. That is, for every soldier just sitting around and doing absolutely no combat, there are three logistics people standing around doing absolutely nothing to support someone not doing any combat. Clearly, this is peak government inefficiency. I mean, we're not even fighting a war. Why do we need soldiers if we're not even fighting a war? Clearly waste, fraud, and abuse. And if you think this is too hyperbolic, too stupid, I'd like to remind you that Musk saw fit to fire all of the people who maintained the nuclear weapons stockpile. And then decided, oh no, we need those people. We should rehire them, only to find out they'd deleted all the data and couldn't even contact them. Now, shock and horror, he's found a license of a software that wasn't being used. Was this done as part of an optimal strategy of inventory management? Well, you can't tell because Musk never actually bothered working that out. Yeah, Musk is more qualified to be a professional video games player than he is to find inefficiencies in government. Which is probably why the king of hypocrisy has a video games playing setup in his office, so he can fire other people for not working hard enough. I'll tell you exactly what happens next. Musk is going to blame Tesla going bankrupt on all of those mean people not buying his cars.
I mean, if the company fails because of an advertised boycott, it will fail because of an advertised boycott. And that will be what bankrupted the company. And that's what everybody on Earth will know.
Yeah, that was Musk getting ahead of the story that the failure of Twitter wasn't because of his disastrous leadership.
What do you do? F-Y.
I understand that, but there's a reality too.
I think it's quite interesting watching Musk so amused by his great sense of humor until the interviewer points out you just kind of loaded up your business into a burlap sack with a concrete weight and thrown it into the bay.
Right?
Yes. No.
Linda Iaccarino's right here, and she's got to sell advertising.
Absolutely. So. Totally.
I gotta stress, this wasn't some great setup gotcha question. This is just like the most obvious question, which shifts Musk from this.
What do you do?
F-Y.
I understand that, but there's a reality too.
To this.
Sell advertising.
Absolutely. So. Totally.
It's basically this.
What do you do?
F.
Godspeed, Spider-Man.
I understand that, but there's a reality, too.
Oh.
Leading to the most obvious conclusion ever.
What this advertising boycott is going to do, it's going to kill the company.
Musk later shifted his strategy from telling his advertisers to GFY to he would sue them if they didn't advertise on Twitter. And about 2 years after Musk claimed he would make Twitter the everything app and delivered nothing, in a leaked email, Musk says that Twitter is barely break-even amid stagnant user growth and unimpressive revenue. Likewise, Tesla, despite its meme stock valuation, has financially been on the rocks for years. In 2017, they took 1,000 pre-orders of a $250,000 for a sports car Musk said he was building now.
It was the foundation of the whole company. It was the Tesla Roadster. People have asked us for a long time, when are you going to make a new Roadster? We are making it now. Yeah! They're the fastest to 100 miles an hour. 4.2 seconds to 100 miles an hour. These are all world records.
Yep, everything Musk said there was complete bullshit. He took $250,000 off 1,000 or so people and just ghosted them, leading to one previously avid Tesla fan, one Marques Brownlee, posting that this aged like milk next to his almost decade-old reservation for a car that will never exist. A point that's emphasized by someone else who replied to this tweet saying that I got one of those too, where the post was made in 2017 when the reservation was, saying that 2020, when the car was meant to be delivered, is going to be a good year. It's now 2025 and they've not even made a single car. And the response to Marquez's post is predictably full of Tesla fans, saying things like, wow, unfollow, just like your channel. Oh boy, unsubscribe, you'll need to stay out of politics. And why? Seems like a badass car. Is it too expensive? Or Mark Robber, showing the most obviously robust test results that Tesla's full self-driving can't distinguish the difference between an open road and a Wile E. Coyote-style open road drawn on a brick wall. You know, because it relies on cameras rather than LiDAR. All to the whales of a million Tesla fans claiming that it was all irrelevant because he edited the video. And it's like, no, this is one of the most solid, robust results ever. Tesla full self-driving will always plow straight into a wall with a convincing road drawn on it because cameras can't distinguish between the two. And lastly, there's another old Tesla fan in the form of Jerry Rig Everything.
But the Cybertruck's aluminum castings being glued together is not something I had on my 2025 bingo card.
Do you want to, how tough is your truck?
A cast aluminum frame with 3/16 wall thickness is just a slap in the face to anyone who bought one of these Cybertrucks.
How tough is your truck?
Thinly cast aluminum is not enough to hold an 11,000-pound trailer in all conditions.
So it's ultra-hard, cold-rolled, stainless steel alloy that we've developed. We're going to be using the same alloy in the Starship rocket and in the Cybertruck.
The Cybertruck is not a rigid stainless steel exoskeleton super truck like it was advertised. It's a soft, supple, porous Mohs 3-level cast aluminum with the towing ability of a pop can.
Jerry has now firmly joined the club of people hated by Musk fans. Welcome to the club, Jerry. A position I've now been in for basically the last 10 years. We don't care about your facts and reasoned arguments. You just hate Musk because he's more successful than you. How many $250,000 pre-orders for sports cars have you sold today? Now, if most normal people had just run a $250 million scam like this, they would be in jail.
Told me, you said if any company kept its books the way the federal government does, they'd arrest the officers and put them in jail.
Yes.
For Musk, it was Tuesday. And maybe just to drive the point home, regular car companies in good financial health don't usually end up running $250 million scams like this. They did the exact same thing with the Tesla Semi. You know, this didn't just start with his computer gaming antics. Musk was a fraud long before his hair was. Sorry, that needs more of a hammer drop. Musk was a fraud long before his hair was.
Damn!
And many thanks to those over the years who have supported this channel on Patreon, calling out Musk's bullshit while he was being exalted as a tech genius by, well, basically everyone else. Now, Canada is just about to end some subsidies for electric cars. And boom, a single Tesla dealership reports selling several thousand cars in a day or so. That's like selling a car every 10 seconds or something, so they could claim millions of dollars of government subsidy. And then you remember all that stuff that Musk did with the Roadster, and it's like, yeah, ripping people off is just kind of in his DNA. With an ethical history like Musk, I wouldn't put it past him to torch a few of his vast unsold lots of Teslas and blame it on protesters. You know, because it's a damn sight easier to fill in a fraudulent insurance claim than to sell a Tesla these days. On top of that, since Tesla lost its master of coin last year, all of a sudden over $1 billion is just randomly unaccounted for. And I'm just getting really strong Sam Bankman-Fried vibes off this guy. You know, the guy who embezzled about $1.5 billion and used it to try and buy political influence to keep him out of jail. Didn't go so well. You know, you don't just casually lose $1.5 billion of money. And this is real money, by the way. It's not like value of Tesla stock or something. Seems like the ketamine-fueled rebranding might not have been the brilliant masterstroke that Musk said it would be in a master plan Third Reich. Gosh, seems like actively promoting Russian propaganda, like saying the US should withdraw from NATO, you know, basically undermining the security of the West, doesn't go down very well with people who live in the West. But Tesla was dead long before this. You see, back in 2018, Tesla had a brand new shiny electric car. It was expensive. It was exclusive. And it was the only thing on the market.
So let's talk about the Tesla. I have a Tesla.
Yeah.
Okay. And I love it. I love it. You've got a new thing.
And it's easy to be competitive when you're the only thing on the market. Roll the clock forward the best part of 10 years, and every large car manufacturer out there has a fleet of newer, shinier, fancier models than Tesla has on the market. They're cheaper, they're better made, they're not held together with glue. Yeah, Tesla were first to market with a super expensive, high profit margin cult product, whilst the rest of the market has now filled up all of the extra spaces with affordable options. Tesla's attempt to salvage this was the Cybertruck, a car that it turns out is about 10 times more likely to burn you to death than the famously flamey Ford Pinto.
We're learning more about the truck's design and how difficult it can be for people inside to escape when seconds count. Piedmont's police chief said that when emergency crews arrived, the truck was fully engulfed in flames when that vehicle crashed. People who drive or ride in Teslas may not realize they could have a hard time getting out of their vehicle if it catches fire. That's because when the battery power is lost, people have to use a manual release to open those doors.
Say two men were inside when they noticed smoke coming out of the front of their Tesla 3. They say they pulled over but could not open the doors. They were trapped inside. We're told one of them broke a window and both were able to get out without any injuries.
But in the Cybertruck, Tesla's website shows the front door release is in front of the window switches. The back door release is in the side door pocket underneath a panel. Michael Brooks of the Center for Auto Safety in Washington, D.C. told us there are currently no federal standards for where those emergency releases have to be located.
The crash of a Tesla Cybertruck in Piedmont last month that killed three young people is raising new questions about the safety features of the vehicle.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. Musk didn't think they would need door handles, but did make sure the doors would be bulletproof.
Really absurd to expect humans in situations where there's a fire and seconds matter to be able to look in their owner's manual and figure out how they're going to open a manual door release that's hidden.
The utter failure of the Cybertruck can be best summed up in a claim they had some 2 million pre-orders.
The demand is off the charts. We have over 1 million people who have reserved the car. So It's not an demand issue, but
which turned out to be fulfilled in less than a year after they'd made 30,000 trucks. That is the unlimited demand that Musk was saying there was a million units that people wanted. It turns out it wasn't a million units. It was approximately 3% of what they said it was. And their production? They claim they could be making between 250,000 and 500,000 trucks per year.
I think we'll end up with roughly 250,000 Cybertrucks a year.
Yeah, in reality, their first year, their strongest year, their year with unlimited demand was about 30,000. That's 10% of where they expected to be. You know, this was before people knew they were held together with a glue.
Chainsaw!
Tesla is so beyond dead. And people might be looking and thinking, wow, look, Musk is trying to enrich himself by getting $400 million of Cybertrucks sold to the US government. Which at, $100,000 a piece is, some 4,000 Cybertrucks. Oh, great, a quarter of a year's worth of Cybertruck sales. Yeah, remind me again what the rate of Tesla's market cap decline was. Ah, yes, $10 billion a day. For 100 days straight, $500 million would prop up its stock for about an hour. But SpaceX will save him, right? No, SpaceX's valuation makes Tesla's valuation look sane. In reality, SpaceX is just a giant furnace that burns venture capital and government money. In fact, SpaceX isn't so much a space launch company as it's that Starlink is a satellite company that uses its rockets to occasionally launch other people's stuff. And those Starlink satellites are now falling out of the sky at the rate of about 100 per month. That is, SpaceX literally accounts for some 90% of the space junk falling to Earth. Now, Starlink's goal was to, of course, to provide internet coverage to isolated places where landlines or similar things weren't an option for high-speed internet. And sure, Musk was pretty quick to try and cancel the contract of Viacom to run airport stuff and to give it to Starlink, which makes no sense whatsoever. You know, in that airports aren't remote and have access to fast landlines. Starlink has literally nothing to add to that contract. As for Starship, well, that's now up to flight 9? And is still trying to achieve the goals of a flight 1. You know, go to not orbit and get to the other side of the world safely. Yet that's not what it was meant to do. It was meant to make a lunar lander that should have landed on the moon last year, in 2024. Optimistically, SpaceX has completed 1% of the work for 99% of the money. You know, because it was run by Mr. Efficiency. Yeah, those 8 rockets that you saw blowing up was Elon Musk blowing the best part of $3 billion of taxpayer money. Now, there'll be some people who say, ah, yes, but Tesla didn't lose $10 billion a day. It's just because Tesla's got a meme stock valuation. Which, yes, pretty much makes the valuation of Elon Musk a meme. A meme that is now this. And this might shock you, but not a lot of people want to own the Salute stock. Yeah, people are finally waking up to the fact that Musk is only one of the best video game players in the world if you believe what Elon Musk says. Likewise, Musk is only a mega-rich tech billionaire if you believe him. You know, because the truth is that Tesla as a car company is finished. It's over. It could run a car company while there was no competition and it was making expensive electric cars and raking in billions of dollars of government subsidies all over the world and selling off billions of dollars of carbon credits. Every single advantage that Musk ever had in the market is gone and it's never coming back. The only thing that he's got left to fall back on are his brilliant skills as a video game player. Oh, sorry, and his brilliant tech visionary dreams. And, of course, his brand image. But what I can say is when the guy's first move in government was to cancel programs that included the HIV treatment that had kept some 20 million people alive. That is, the US government had been supplying the treatment to keep millions of people from developing AIDS and dying. Cost of that treatment? Less than a dollar per day. And one of the first things that Musk, one of the richest men on the planet, did was cancel all those lives. He just casually gave the orders for millions of people to effectively die. He then literally went on to tweet that Hitler didn't actually kill anyone. It was the people he ordered who did the killing. You know, just like Musk, only gave the orders. Yeah, history won't just remember Musk as the guy who lost the most capital in history. Millions of people will have their cause of death listed as Elon Musk. Now, is this murder or manslaughter? Well, this is kind of like debating if Mao killed people when technically they died of starvation. But ultimately, it was Musk's orders that will have caused the deaths of millions of people.